Moving quickly on another proposal or another intervention that the Minister Tito Mboweni announcing this afternoon is the now taxation of e-cigarettes, vapes, even hubbly bubblies, hookah papes as they call it here in Cape Town, now also going to be taxed to add to the fiscus. Dr. Dilan Human is of the African Harm Reduction Alliance, is also works with the Vapor Products Association of South Africa. Dr. Human, thanks so much for joining us. Very quickly, your thoughts on this announcement by the Minister?
Well, we are asking the government to develop risk-based categories for different products. And we are advocating that vaping products are not in the remotest the same as cigarettes. We want categories to be risk-based and that the difference in harm is fully recognized so that consumers are given the choice to move from deadly cigarettes to 95% less harmful vaping products, which will give them the opportunity to taste better, smell better, and live longer lives.
I'm not a doctor here, but I would suggest that anything that is not ingested or inhaled, that is not air, is could be noxious. So whether it is 100% harmful or less 95% harmful, doesn't it eventually have an impact on the economy?
Lester, well, I am a physician, and I've counseled thousands of patients to stop smoking. And the key question is here whether, in comparison with ongoing of smoking of cigarettes and the secondhand smoke of cigarettes, vaping products doesn't have a place in individual and population health. And my view is that absolutely, I would counsel each of my patients that smoke that this is the way to go. If they can't quit straightforward, then vaping products give them a gateway out of smoking. This will also help the economy because you'd have much less illness. You'll have less premature death related to tobacco-related diseases. And we would also argue better productivity. So all in all, for the budget and for South Africa, this is good news. It's a way out.
The minister announcing that the tax rate for e-cigarettes and vapes will be that of 75% on the tax rate of cigarettes. On other products, I know you don't work or you don't work with the hubbly bubbly industry, but in terms of your medical experience, would that fall into another different category of tobacco products outside of the realm of e-cigarettes, vapes, and different to normal tobacco cigarettes?
Yes, because the hubbly bubblies or the shisha pipe use completely different inhalation technique, and there is probably more harmful ingredients to the hubbly bubblies. It's also a much more diverse category. So that's what we're asking government is we have the coronavirus epidemic at the moment, and nobody says that the coronavirus is the same as the flu virus. And that's really what's being done here. There's an equation between different product categories that is confusing the consumer. It is making it impossible for smokers and patients to understand which categories are relatively safer, and it's ultimately harming public health.
Dr. Dilan Human there of the Africa Harm Reduction Alliance, having worked with the Vapor Products Association of South Africa.